While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." He then took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
So when it comes to communion, we do that because it has symbols and it also is repeated. So we should remember what it is all about. Now, why should we remember communion at all? Well, the first reason is because it's about the most important thing that has happened in the whole history of the world. That God so loved the world that he sent his only son Jesus that he might save it and that we might know God himself. Now the symbol, if I were just to hold it up, because you're going to know this one, is the cross. Because the cross says, what's the word that we all associate with that? It's about Jesus, isn't it? And the first thing, when we do the communion service, in a moment, the first thing to think is that Jesus, the first part of the service is actually called the invitation. If you listen to the words that I will say something like, "All who are thirsty, all who are hungry, come to Jesus." And the truth is that God, through Jesus, invites everyone to come to him. The invitation is open. It doesn't matter whether you're from what country you're from. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. Jesus invites everyone to come to him. Hallelujah. Everyone is welcome. But the next part of the communion service, because Jesus said that he's actually knitted us together in his mother's womb. Now, if you've made something, that something is very, very precious to you. But the next part of the communion is actually we can use crosses in a different way. Now, if you guys saw that one on any of your workbooks at school, what would that one mean? It would mean something is wrong. You've got something wrong. And the next part of communion, when you listen to the words, is actually it says that we should examine ourselves. We should test ourselves, firstly, to know, are we one of God's children? That's the first thing. Every time we do communion and the invitation is given, the first question we answer is, am I born again? Am I one of God's children? Because we can be made by him, but actually, that doesn't mean to say that we're one of his children. We're created by him, but the Bible says that until we're born again through Jesus Christ, we're like orphans. We're separated from him. So we must examine ourselves. Now, also, if we've got something wrong, the other thing it says about it, isn't it, is that does any of you get anything wrong down here? Okay, we've got a few perfect ones. You always get stuff wrong. All of us, the Bible says, it says, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody. We all sin. And before we come to communion, we need to examine ourselves and take it very seriously. Are we one of God's children? And if we are, have we got sin that we've not said sorry for? We cannot expect to just come to God and say, we come as we are, and it does not matter. Because it does matter. So we need to examine ourselves. The other part of our examine is we've got to ask ourselves a question. How am I with other people? Are my relationships right with other people? Now, the way we do that in communion is that we will say, peace be with you. Go and give each other a sign of the peace. And that just means that right now, if I'm not, you know, good with somebody in church, I've got the opportunity to go and say, peace. We're one. God's made us one. Let's put all these things aside and let's have peace with one another. Because the Bible actually tells us, it says that if we're not willing to forgive others, and you need to listen to this, it says that God cannot forgive us unless we forgive others. So we share that peace with one and other. Now the next part is another cross. Okay, can anybody tell me if you saw a red cross, what would that show you? Where do you see a red cross? First aid. Yep. First aid. Now the next part of communion really is where the first aid is actually applied to us. Because the Bible says that where we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and he forgives us. And that's like first aid, isn't it? God's healing is with us. There's another verse in the Bible, it says, by God's stripes we are healed. God blesses us and meets us through the two symbols. Now, the important thing to remember is how does he do that? Because here are two things that we're never going to forget. What's this? Bread. And what does it symbolize? Jesus' body that was broken for us. And the other symbol that we use is the wine, because it says that this is his blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, there's just one more symbol that we're going to use this morning. And anybody know what that one is? It's an X, yeah? Can anybody see those little ones? I'm going to give you a clue. You put it on the bottom of a card. Kisses, yeah. Because at the end of communion, we say thanks. And we're also saying, do you know what, Jesus? I love you. Thank you for what you've done for me. That you've died for me. You broke your body for me. Your blood was poured out for me. And simply, I want to say thank you and I love you. And that's really as simple as communion is. And the reason why Jesus said to do it is because if we didn't, we would have forgotten long by now what it was all about.